And so when I think about unshakable, I think about it in that light of nature demands that you work hard at something, that you earn it, that it has been difficult, that you persevere and push through it, that the thing that you're pushing through and persevering is meant to allow you to transform potential into actual usable skill set. That's progress, so that you can serve. Does that land for you, or is there something that I'm missing?
No, it absolutely lands. The simple way I always describe it is there's two skills you got to master to have life on your terms. To have an extraordinary life, to me, an extraordinary life is life on your terms. It's not my life. It's what is it for you? For some people, that's, a white picket fence and three children. For some people, it's building a big business. For some people, it's being an author. It's like so many different things, poetry, music. So everybody's got to find it is what it is that they really love. But the skills you got to master to have life on your terms is one, the science of achievement. That's what you're describing. How do I take what I envision and make it real? And those are strategies, and they are proven strategies. There are certain rules of the game. If you want to be healthy and you want a lot of energy, everyone's biochemically slightly different, but there's certain rules. If you violate them, you're going to have low energy and dis-ease. If you align with them, you're going to have enormous energy and strength. Same thing around finance. Anyone can grow financially, but most people don't learn the basic fundamentals. And so they're missing the strategy. So that's strategy driven. And I spend a good portion of my life teaching people that. But then the second part is what creates lasting fulfillment. And lasting fulfillment, as you said, I always say progress equals happiness. If we're not making progress, we're not happy. But it doesn't require progress every moment and noticing it either. That's another catch-all. That's my lifestyle and your lifestyle, right? Our lifestyle is the formula that you described. But the really ultimate formula besides progress is appreciation, because you can make progress and then always have to make progress each moment to be happy. So we do need to grow. What you said is true. Fundamentally, everything in the world grows or dies. Everything in the universe contributes, or it's eventually eliminated, by nature. So those aren't my laws. Those are the laws of nature. However, happiness only requires that you are grateful. If you've got $1 billion and three beautiful children that love you and a beautiful husband or wife, but doesn't matter what you have, if you're not grateful, if you live in an emotional home, a habitual pace of worry or frustration, your life's called worry and frustration. So it's, you can be making progress and still be worried and frustrated. So it isn't quite just what you said. You have to also develop a new decision that says, I'm going to live a different life. I have a vision for my life spiritually. And that vision spiritually is I'm going to live in a beautiful state no matter what. That doesn't mean I'm never going to get upset or frustrated or pissed off. It just means I got a 90-second rule that I'm going to get out of that as fast as possible and solve it from a beautiful place so that I'm adding value to the people around me and myself. So my own biochemistry gets the benefit of that. And so that doesn't mean that you're always making progress. I love progress. I think progress equals happiness, but it isn't the only secret to that. It's really, can you train your brain to appreciate? Because in the middle of whatever you're pissed off about or frustrated or fearful about or worried about, you're deleting all the things you could be grateful for, you could appreciate that are absolutely real. And that's the problem with the mind. And, I want your listeners or viewers to really think about this. You do not experience life. You experience the life you focus on. That's it. If you focus on what's wrong is always available. So is what's right. And so our focus produces our meanings and emotions, which produce the actions of our life. So it really starts with the patterns of your focus. Do you tend to focus on what you have or what's missing? Most achievers that are looking to make progress, I've dealt with millions of them over the years, as you well know, I'm one, you're one, right? Most achievers, that progress thing is really important. They're like, oh, we've got to have the next thing. And well, that's really wonderful, but it's only one way of doing things. And so it's like saying to yourself, wait a second, I'm going to, whether there's progress or not, I'm going to find the good in this. I'm going to find the great in this. And what that does is it produces a different fuel to live your life from. And from that fuel, it's easy to make progress. I used to tell myself I got really pissed off. My brain gets really sharp and fast and figures the answers. Well, that's true. But when I'm really in a great state, my brain is fast and quick and I enjoy it and people around me enjoy it. So it's also deciding how you're going to be, not just what you're going to do. And I think the combination of those is where the quality of life that people are really looking for shows up.
Now, what if people understand that? They live that way for months, year plus, whatever. Something happens and they slide back. I get asked that a lot. I'm sliding back. I get stuck. I keep returning here. Is there an insight that they're missing, a key emotion, a value? What is it that they need to address to make sure that they don't backslide constantly?
Well, I'll give you a formula. If you want to know what makes people happy, at the most basic level, when your life conditions match your blueprint, when your life conditions are what you're expecting, not your ultimate dream, but when you meet your basic expectations, you're happy. If your life conditions are better than you expected, you're over the moon. If your life conditions don't match your blueprint, your expectations, you have pain. If your life conditions don't match your blueprint and you believe I'm unable to change it, it's something wrong with me, or it's a permanent problem, or it's pervasive, or it's personal, you know, you get into learned helplessness, then you're going to suffer. And so nothing is permanent. Not even the body is permanent. Certainly no problem is permanent. Your soul might be the only thing that might be permanent, right? So it's really helping people to understand that when the life conditions change, your blueprint has to change with it. Either, like, if you're not happy, you either have to change your life or change your blueprint, your expectations. Usually it requires a combination of those two. So often what you say people is sliding is their life conditions changed, and then what they were doing wasn't enough to make them feel the way they wanted to feel, and so then they adapted to an old style of coping. They went back to smoking or drinking or eating or yelling at people or whatever the pattern may be. But that's because they didn't continue to grow. And so that's why it's not a static thing with me. I teach people not just, okay, you're going to make these changes in your values. It's like, you got to look as your life conditions change, you're going to make that happen. As you hit different stages of life, you're going to have to make those decisions. And people don't, everybody wants their life to be better, but no one wants to change, right? So we have to keep changing as the life conditions change. We got to update our blueprint, our values, our beliefs, our rules about how to play the game. And we have to update our behaviors to adapt to where the environment is. If you don't do that, you're in trouble. There are many people during COVID who it was the most horrific experience. There are many people that learned to use COVID, not let COVID use them. They grew their businesses. They expanded their mind. They shifted their emotions. They did things they never would have done. Other people gained 20 pounds, right? So it's all a matter of, do you adapt to the life conditions? And do you learn how to learn? Because this isn't a one-time thing. Oh, I did this thing. I went and worked out for a weekend. Now I'm pumped. Well, great. How long is that going to last? You're going to have to continue to use that and have a daily practice. Otherwise, you, of course, go back. And that's the biggest missing thing. I teach people daily practices that can take what they've learned and make it ongoing in their life, as opposed to, wow, I had this great weekend.
Yeah, I was going to ask if discipline is a part of that. I know you start every day with the cold plunge, which is, I did that for 13 months. It is deeply unpleasant. How much of what you teach people to do is discipline?
Well, discipline, you got to discipline your disappointment for starters, right? Because everyone's going to get disappointed. You're going to let it destroy you, or you're going to let it drive you, right? So yes, there is a certain amount of discipline, but it's less discipline than changing association. The fact that you quit after 13 months, I can tell you why you did it. You didn't focus on how you felt when you got out of the water. You focused on what it was like getting in it. Because when you're getting out of the water, it feels like $1 trillion. Getting in it, there's never a day I ever look forward to getting in that freaking water, right? But I don't negotiate with myself. I don't go, okay, when I get ready, oh, 1, 2, 3, or in 5 minutes. No, it's, I say go, we go. Now, you can call that discipline. What it really is just a habit. So I've trained my will that says, when I say we go, we go. And then I focus on what it feels like getting out of the water, which is unbelievable. You feel so alive. You focused more on what it was like getting in. That's why you stopped. And I'm not saying you shouldn't have stopped, because it may not be the right thing for you. There's a million ways to do whatever you're going to do with yourself. This is only one simple way. I happen to like it because I focus on the feeling afterwards. If I focused on the feeling before, I wouldn't do it. And by the way, that's true of most things. And by the way, God takes care of that. Like, ever seen a mother go through a horrific birth, and then, 6 weeks later, she wants to have another baby, right? She's still suffering. That's the power of God and the human mind for our species. We can get beyond any pain that we've been through if there's something we want to serve more than ourselves.